In between road signs touting Tillis or Hagen, you might have spied a simple blue sign asking you to listen first, vote second. Piers Godwin explains.
We can move beyond slander and seek common ground with a new respect and appreciation for the other side. And that's the message we're hoping to deliver with these campaign signs, is for folks to turn down the volume a little bit and really consider the divergent perspectives.
Godwin is the driving force behind the Listen First project. In the middle of a contentious midterm campaign season, he's urging voters to turn off the attack ads and try to make a human connection instead.
The fastest path to a positive change in the tone of our discourse as a nation will be individuals making that commitment to themselves. The Listen First Project pledge is that I will fully listen to and consider your views before sharing my own.
Godwin cites the recent debate over gay marriage as an example of a social issue where dialogue might help both sides find common ground.
Folks in the gay marriage debate often talk past each other, invoking concepts that to the other side ring hollow and may even sound ridiculous. You know, what does a non-Christian care what the Bible says? And how is one who sees gay marriage as counter to their religious moral code to understand an analogy to the civil rights movement?
He's formed a nonprofit dedicated to sharing diverse points of view and invites supporters to sign a pledge, promising to take a moment to listen to others.
I'm encouraged that all of us working together in our everyday conversations can change the level of discourse and tone down the rancor that's gripping American politics and society.
For more on the Listen First Project, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.